And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of November, 2015. It was on this day, 1940, that 75,000 American men were called to armed forces duty under the first peacetime conscription in American history. There had been a long history of resistance to mandatory military service in this country. During World War I, an estimated 3 million young men refused to register for the draft, and 12% of those called up did not report for duty or they deserted. President Roosevelt was up for re-election November 1940. He was worried the draft might hurt his chances. But in October, 16 million young men registered with the Selective Service, and the call-up numbers were chosen by lottery. During the course of World War II, the draft selected 19 million men and inducted 10 million. The draft lapsed after World War II, briefly. President Truman started it up again, and it continued until 1973. The historian Stephen Ambrose wrote about Selective Service, "Today, Cajuns from the Gulf Coast have never met a black person from Chicago. Kids from the ghetto don't know a middle-class white. Mexican Americans have no contact with Jews. Muslim Americans have few Christian acquaintances." But during World War II and the Cold War, American men from every group got together in the service, having a common goal to defend their country. They learned together, pledged allegiance together, sweated together, hated their drill sergeants together, got drunk together, went overseas together. What they had in common, patriotism, a language, a past they could emphasize and venerate, mattered far more than what divided them. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff entitled Going Away. Now, as the year turns toward its darkness, the car is packed, and time come to start driving west. We have lived here for many years and been more or less content. Now we are going away. That is how things happen, and how, into new places among other people, we shall carry our lives with their peculiar memories, both happy and unhappy, but either way touched with a strange tonality of what is gone but inalienable, the clear and level light of a late afternoon out on the terrace, looking to the mountains, drinking with friends, voices and laughter lifted in still air in a light that seemed to paralyze time. We have had kindness here and some unkindness. Now we are going on. Though we are young enough still and militant enough to be resolved, keeping our faces to the front, there is a moment after saying all farewells when we taste the dry and bitter dust of everything that we have said and done for many years, and our mouths are dumb and the easy tears will not do. Soon the north wind will shake the leaves will fall. It may be never again that we shall see them, the strangers who stand on the steps, smiling and waving before the screen doors of their suddenly forbidden houses. Going Away, a poem by Howard Nemiroff, from his collection entitled New Poems, published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.